I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You asked earlier, that was like the creation of Earth was while they were fighting. Humans were living on basically like a perfectly flat, like...
Well, that's just how the world is now.
Yeah, exactly. Just like now. But like no mountains. Do flat earthers believe in mountains? Everybody, welcome to the Lore Boys Podcast. I'm Doug Dimmadale, Dimsdale Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmadale, the Dimsdale Dimmadome?
Yeah, that's me.
That gets me, man.
I'm Ethan Palmer. I'm the host of this fantastical show. I'm joined with my friend who doesn't know anything about Fairly Odd Parents lore, which we'll have to fix one day.
Are you looking at me? Oh,
I am.
Oh, yeah.
And pointing.
Yeah, James Miller. I've watched this.
And referencing.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen Fairly Odd Parents, but I didn't know about Doug Dimmesdale of the Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmesdale.
Of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
Oh, yeah. And who else is here?
Good question. Nobody important. No,
it's just you and me, buddy.
Okay. Is Peter.
Don't mind the resident Greek in the house. So, full disclosure, everything I say today can't be racist because I have a Greek friend.
Yeah,
so.
we're talking about my hometown.
Nice.
Your hometown of Sparta.
No.
What? But you're Greek.
Oh, yeah. There's two cities in Greece. There's the Museum of Natural History in London.
And Sparta. That's it, right? No, we're talking about God of War because it's all the rage with the kids these days.
Oh man, I can't wait.
No spoilers for any of the games,
especially not the most recent one.
Especially not because I didn't even read it. But
I'll be playing it on stream probably in the next couple weeks. So tune in for that. Twitch.tv/theloreboys.
I'll probably pose you guys a questions at the end regarding the new game, based on what we know. But I have no experience with any of the content from the new game. I know you're Kratos, and I know you're with a little boy.
Yeah, it's your son.
It's your son. Okay, yeah. That's good to know. That's what I assumed, but it's good to have that confirmed for the question that I will pose you.
His name is Atreus.
Atreus.
Yeah.
Atreyu?
His name is Atreyu.
Yeah, what? He is both a band and a character from The Neverending Story.
Yep. Both forgettable.
So,
yeah.
How comfortable you guys feel with your Greek mythology?
Fairly comfortable.
I know more than the average person, but less than both of you.
I don't know.
I would say I know less than the average person, so that's
a conundrum.
I don't think
the average person knows much about Greek mythology.
That's
like, if you talk to anyone on the street,
that's
like, they're not going to know, like the name of Zeus's father.
It's Kronos.
Yeah.
I know it because I researched it today.
Yeah.
I already knew that, though.
I knew that because I worked for a Greek guy in a restaurant. His last name was Chronopolis, and I was like, I just like looked into it a little bit.
Okay.
And then I realized he's
the father of Zeus?
Yep.
He worked at the Lion Pub? What?
No. Different restaurant, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I got a little crash course for us. Like I said, I'm not gonna touch any of the games other than the expository cutscene or intro level, tutorial level.
It's a primer.
To God of War, Ghost of Sparta. Just to give some background on a boy, Kratos. Who is he? Where'd he come from? What's his dad like? We'll start with the Titans. You guys know what the Titans are?
They're big boys.
You just named one.
Kronos.
Yeah, Kronos.
Hey.
Yeah. Are they the embodiment of like elements? Like, there's a fire one, there's a water one.
Most of them are.
My reference is all the Disney Hercules movies.
Yeah. Some of them are like primordial Earth, which would be Gaia, right? Like the mother of the Titans.
Oh, her, yeah.
Whereas some of them are kind of like they're associated with a theme, but it kind of seems like they grew into it more than anything, you know? rather than, they weren't born to the position. They kind of got the job when they got out of college.
They're
really,
like the,
really good with ice, so you can be the ice titan sort of.
They're the basic building blocks for, like, the world, though, aren't they?
They built the world along with the... They built the world as we know it along with the Olympians.
Okay.
Gotcha. So in Greek mythology, the Titans were a race of extremely powerful and physically huge deities that ruled the world during the legendary golden age of mankind. They were the children of Gaia and Uranus. Spelled O-U-R-A-N-O-S.
Oh, it's just I thought he was a Roman god.
It's an alternate. Uranus spelled the way that we know it is the Roman version of Uranus.
Right, yeah.
Every Roman god is a Greek god.
Yeah, I know. It's just different Saturn names. And Cronos are the same guy.
Exactly.
And Zeus and Jupiter are the same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mars and Aries.
Yeah.
Venus and Aphrodite, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mercury and somebody else.
More about Guy and Uranus.
Yeah, exactly. Guy and Uranus.
That's an apostrophe.
Yeah.
For those listening.
Yeah, definitely.
There were 12 original Titans, the males being known as the Titans, Coeus, Kraios, Cronos, Hyperion, Iapetus, and Oceanus.
Oh, Hyperion, cool.
And the females were known as Titanides, Mnemosyne, Phoebe, Rhea, Tethys, Thea, Thera, Themis.
Cool.
Or Themis, who knows?
The Tethys Sea, I think, was an ocean either when it was Pangaea, like 200 million years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Tethys Sea is what we called the ocean when it was just one ocean and one continent.
Oh, that's cool.
I think.
Fun fact. Completely unverified. Did you fact check that one?
Yep.
On PolitiFact.
Just right now.
PolitiFact rating. Checking it. It's coming in now?
Yep.
Yeah, it's right. It's
right.
Yeah. So the Titans were ruled by the youngest Titan, Cronos, who overthrew Uranus with the aid of Gaia, who crafted his sickle, and his brothers, not Oceanus, and Typhon. Titan, god of windstorm, and son of Pontus and Gaia.
Like Typhoon?
So we got the youngest son overthrows dad with the help of his brothers because dad was kind of a dick.
Okay.
Dad liked the drink. Dad liked to come home late and beat up Gaia. And Gaia basically told Cronos, like, hey, go get him.
Kill your dad.
Kill your dad.
Yep.
Be his butt, dude. I keep moving the mouse on this computer instead of on my laptop.
I used two
controls in front of me.
My PlayStation controller was next to my keyboard earlier, and I tried to move my PlayStation controller like a mouse.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did it work?
Well, it moved. It didn't work as a mouse.
Yeah. I mean, the mouse. Yeah.
I was able to physically move it.
Yeah.
I'm very strong. So
James Strongboy Miller.
So later, several of the Titans also produced offspring, which were also Titans.
With whom?
With each other.
Aren't they all related?
Dude, have you read ancient history?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Both at the same time. So these Titans include the children of Hyperion, Selene, Eos, Helios, the children of Coeus, Leto, and Asteria. Child of Iapetus, Atlas, Menetius, Prometheus, and Epimetheus.
Oh.
And the children of Kraios, Astraeus, Pandora, Creus, Pallas, and Perses.
Okay.
Cool. So there might be some names in there people recognize, like Pandora of box fame.
Yeah.
Pandora, the girl what's got the box.
I'm just realizing how much Borderlands stole from Greek mythology. I didn't realize Hyperion.
All those names. Pandora.
Jacob.
Atlas. Handsome Jack.
Atlas. Yeah, exactly.
Handsome Jack, wait.
Yeah, wait, what? One of these things, the others.
The children of the Titans, Prometheus, Athena, fucking Handsome Jack.
Handsome Jack, wait, what?
A butt stallion.
Yeah, yeah. Claptrap.
Yeah.
The god of annoyance.
Marcus.
So Cronos, our current despot ruler, received a prophecy that one day he would be overthrown by one of his children, like his father before him.
Why didn't he just stop having kids or not have any kids at all?
So,
or eat his kids.
Okay,
Saturn devouring his son is part of that.
Yeah. You guys are getting ahead of me here. this prophecy actually ties to something called the cycle of patricide, which is in the game. It's called the cycle of patricide. It's not a known term in Greek mythology, but it's a pretty recurring theme throughout the games and recurring theme in actual Greek mythology.
It's that main song in The Lion King. It's the circle of patricide.
Cycle of patricide, but yeah.
Okay.
Also that. A circle is kind of a cycle,
and
right?
You kill your father.
So Cronos tried to bribe the Sisters of Fate with the Steeds of Time in order to change his fate. He's like, I got you girls these pretty horses. Please don't make my son kill me.
I love that name. For
The Steeds of Time?
The Steeds of Time is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Because they move ever forward, I guess. I don't know. We're all yoked to their wagon, right?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Is yoked a term?
Yeah, that's...
Yoke is what you, is when you attach like an oxen or a horse to a wagon, you yoke them.
Oh, that's true. You worked at a horse farm.
Yeah. No, he didn't work there. He lived. He grew up there. Yes, yeah.
Ethan is a horse.
Wow, outing me, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
So you may have
I wanted to break it to the listeners, but I didn't want to break it to them like this. I can't believe you guys would rob me of that. I'm sorry. This joke's gone off the rails.
You may have seen on our Instagram some professional photos. Thank you very much, Kudzi, for those. But and that Ethan was not present. Because Ethan is a horse.
Yep. That's it. Ethan is a horse.
He's very hard to photograph.
I didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
Spooks easy.
So Kronos...
Who spooked Ethan?
Also got a human-sized penis. It's odd. So Kronos did what every reasonable father with a healthy fear of patricide does. He ate his children. This actually inspired a painting by 19th century painter Francisco Goya in his painting Saturn Devouring His Son.
Which inspired a podcast host to do Torbjorn Eating a Robot.
I love that.
If you check out the Torbjorn and Brigitte episode, that's the article.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Torbjorn Devouring an Omnic.
Yeah. So while this was an acceptable plan for Kronos, he's like, yeah, I can keep eat my kids.
Did we talk about where that painting was found? Because like Francisco Goya was going fucking crazy.
Yeah, he painted it on his wall. In his house.
Yeah, in his house.
And it's like a fucking dark painting.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, it's like I watched the Nerdwriter episode about it. It's just like, yeah, he's like hunched over and like devouring a teenage boy.
Yeah, like, and he's like the head's already gone. He's like ripping the arm off of
his mouth. It's like he was caught. Eating in a dark room.
Exactly. Like, somebody just like hit a flashlight on him. He's like stark naked, like eating a body.
Eating a kid, yeah.
Wait, no, the painting is eating a kid or he's eating a kid?
No, the painting.
Okay, in the painting, Saturn is
which
eating.
Which he painted on the wall in his house.
Because he was going crazy during like the Spanish Civil War or whatever and like became like a fucked up recluse.
Yeah.
And painted a bunch of crazy shit on his walls.
Yeah.
So, that like inspires a lot of interest in me. I don't know. I want to learn about this guy now. It's fucked up.
I hope this
like,
doesn't awaken something in me.
Yeah.
I got a lot of white walls here.
If we come back next week and you've got pictures of you eating children,
you got a lot of
everywhere.
But I can't paint well.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You got a lot of white walls, but you don't know how to paint. So I think we're good.
That might be more disturbing.
It's just all abstract now.
Yeah.
So while eating his children was an acceptable plan for Kronos, and not fucking was obviously not an option, his wife Rhea could not bear to let her kids keep getting eaten and hid their sixth and final child on an island.
Zeus!
Kronos was fed a rock wrapped in cloth in the baby's place and did not notice.
Because he's not a big chewer.
He just swallowed it whole. It was a baby, so it was like a popcorn chicken, and I guess he just swallowed it whole.
Oh, dude.
Oh, it's like if you accidentally... swallow a grape hole. It's like, going down a little rough. Like,
what's a grape hole?
A grape pit. What?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That was a serious question. Oh, my God.
I was like, no, I thought there was... I've been missing a part of the grape
hole. I thought he was talking about the pit. Because another word for pit is a hole, right?
Oh, yeah. A grape hole. A whole grape.
An entire grape.
excuse me, did I word that?
No.
Wait, what's entire grape?
Yeah.
That like if the wheels on your car are grapes or
and
something?
Hoop.
this is dumb. and that baby's name, as Peter said, Zeus. Zeus, raised by his grandmother Gaia, would become a young man.
Jupiter to avoid copyright law.
Yeah. would become a young man and go on to start the Great War. Zeus Ferdinand. This whole time we thought he was a Serbian, but no, he was an ancient Greek. They called it the Great War in the wiki. I thought it was funny. Because we have our own Great War.
Yes.
By Franz Ferdinand, it was started.
Yeah.
I got it. That's what they say. That's like the...
It was mostly started by his brain hitting the scar.
Yeah, that's
scar.
It. It was started by the guy who shot him, I guess.
Yeah.
Who I don't remember whose name is.
John Lee Harvey Dudewald.
That was it, I'm pretty sure.
Lord Voice Cannon. Lord Voice Cannon, Lee Harvey Oswald started the First World War.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Dudewald. Thank you very much.
Dudewald.
So Zeus did get to fucking... And for a while now, there have been mortals. And so now we have the two sides, the gods, sometimes called the Olympians, and the Titans. The Titans didn't want the gods in charge because they worried that they would mistreat mortals. Surprising.
Sure, they were.
The gods wanted control and power and probably to mistreat mortals.
Did I ever tell you guys a story that my grandfather, who is from Athens...
Died in a helicopter crash?
No, that's my other grandfather.
Okay.
Has never been to the Acropolis. And when my mom went to Greece for the first time, she was like, Dad, do you want to go to the... You've never been? Why not? He's like, I don't know. You just wake up, you look out your window, and it's there.
What is the Acropolis?
It's like this big temple on a mountain in Athens.
Okay. Is that
like that's it, you know?
Yeah. That's where like Hercules in the Disney movie goes and meets Zeus from the statue?
That is the Parthenon,
The Temple of Zeus?
Or maybe the Temple of Zeus.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
Big chunks of the Parthenon are in museums in England or in Germany. And I know my grandparents and my mom are still upset about that.
It's all wrecked now.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I have real stories about Greece that I might throw in here every once in a while. I've never fucking been. I was a fetus.
Yeah. You were a fetus?
I was a fetus.
Yeah. That's it, dude.
I was not born and then eaten by my dad yet. So
yeah. My only experience with Greece...
It's like you're not even a traditional Greek.
I know. My dad never tried to... Well, my dad's not Greek. But he never tried to eat me.
Your mom tricked him. She gave him a stone instead.
Yeah, exactly.
He chipped a tooth on it.
Yeah.
God damn it, woman. Let me eat him.
That's why they got divorced. Yeah.
Every living Greek person right now, their mom tricked their dad into not eating a baby.
Yeah.
So
my only experience with Greece is either the dish soap that I choose or Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Palm olive.
So Zeus says to the Titans, you better shape up. But war eventually breaks out, called the Titanomachy, or the Great War.
Cool.
Or there's a million other names for it. But I only gave you one. Titanomachy. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. The gods eventually
probably
win.
Probably not, but I'm not gonna help you.
The gods eventually win the war. It goes on for 10 years, I think, the fighting.
That's it?
Yeah.
What a shitty myth war. It's like a real one. It's like plausible.
Yeah, that's it. It's like back in the day, like people lived to be like 30, so like, wow,
that's true,
like
a
third of someone's life. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah.
But yeah,
we had real wars that lasted longer than that.
Yeah, we have.
God damn.
Like the 100-year war.
Yeah.
It took 50 years.
Yeah. 10 times as long. Holy moly. So Zeus gets Hephaestus. Oops, sorry. Zeus gets Hephaestus to make him a weapon called the Blade of Olympus, and he uses its magics to banish all the Titans to Tartarus, the deepest, darkest pit of the underworld. So
toothpaste.
At the start of the war, Zeus actually freed his siblings who had been eaten by Kronos because they were being kept alive in his stomach.
Okay,
and that's actually. Gaia actually convinced Zeus to start the war because she wanted her babies back. And so she told Zeus, like, go kill your father. I want my babies back. So now Gaia has propagated the cycle of patricide twice in telling Kronos to kill Uranus and now telling Zeus to kill Kronos.
She got a problem.
I don't know. She's always painted in this like really nice light. And in the God of War game, she's the friendly Titan.
Well, she's a big rock monster.
Yeah.
But in the third game, spoilers for a game that came out fucking whatever 10 years ago, she betrays Kratos.
And she does betray him, man.
Yeah, so she's actually just a huge bitch.
Can we... Okay, we don't want to do spoilers of the games.
I'm not purposely avoiding
them. Well, not for God of War 4, but like the games that came out years ago.
I've played 1, 2, 3.
Did you play...
I want to just like, get a quick... touch of what goes on in 1, 2, 3 because I remember all these cool fights and these cool kills,
well,
but I don't
that
really
at the end,
remember
right?
the story, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch the games, like
okay.
I said.
Okay.
Like I've said, I think 6 times now.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's why I asked before, right? And then you said, no, we're going to
do you
do
have
it
specific questions, though, or do you just
So what happens in the first game? Where do you start? You start and you killed your whole family?
You start
in
Athens.
We'll get there, then.
Okay,
we'll get there. If that's all you want to ask, like, then yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, like by the end of the third game, like, big spoilers for the first three games, Kratos becomes the God of War and then gives up his powers.
Okay.
So
they're taken away.
God of War 4, he gives them up. God of War 4, he's still technically the God of War because nobody else has filled the spot, but like presumably he doesn't have his powers anymore.
Okay.
He doesn't have his godhood.
Yeah.
Well, like, but that's the beginning of every God of War game, though. He gives up his... Or he loses or
yeah,
gives
yeah.
up his powers.
He gets nerfed. He's nerfed at the beginning of every game, except for the first one.
Yeah.
So the gods eventually win the war. After Zeus uses the power of the Blade of Olympus to banish all the Titans to Tartarus, like I said, the deepest, darkest pit of the underworld. In the Iliad, Zeus asserts that Tartarus is as far beneath Hades as heaven is above Earth. So it's like the cellar beneath the basement
of
hell.
They have there's like a hatch in their dirt floor basement. It's like, I don't really know what's down there.
Yeah, it's
there's like Titans and shit.
It's where the sump pump is. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And this is Pompous, god of the dark.
Sumpus Pompous.
The Titan of waterways.
The basement of hell sounds like the nice, coolest, coziest spot, though.
There's like a bunch of old like TV guides down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
heat goes up, right?
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah, there's like an old shitty couch, and it's like that's where all the kids go to hang out. Yeah, when they're visiting hell. Like.
Kronos, I told you to get this couch out of here.
Yeah. Mom, me and my friends use it.
Shut up, Gaia. Yeah. One of these days, Gaia.
Like Iron Maiden posters on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
Like half torn down.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like this old man cave that got started but never finished.
Yeah.
It's just like super sad. It's like a bunch of empty beer cans.
Yeah, a bunch of old Playboys. And, Titan Boys.
Mattress without a frame.
Play Titans. Yeah.
Play Titan.
It's just like this Titan of boobs. It's just like this giant mass of just boobs. Like,
Guys, I just started looking around my basement apartment, and this is a little too on the nose.
The porn everywhere,
And the boob lady.
It's like one of those weird, like, fucking indigenous fertility goddesses that's just like a pregnant gut, big titties, and a tiny head.
Exactly. that's my fetish.
That really gets me going.
This is like another example of where the games and the actual Greek mythology... Well, actually, this is just Greek mythology kind of contradicting itself. According to some Greek mythology, Tartarus is both a place, which the lowest circle of hell, and a deity. He was the third-born deity, the third-born titan after Gaia and Chaos.
Okay.
But he's both. Well, somehow.
But por qué no los dos?
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's mostly just the fact like there's... You know, thousands of ancient Greek authors who wrote all this stuff, and they don't always agree on everything.
Yeah,
so some of the texts say this, some of the texts say that, and nobody knows what to agree on.
Yeah, it's like the fucking, Dark Knight Returns, where it's just like Frank Miller, he's got his gritty reboot of Batman, they've got their gritty reboot of Tartarus.
Exactly, yeah. Or, like, the Bible, it was just written by 100 different people, right?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, wait. Hey. Leave the Bible out of this.
Okay, you got it. James, for you? James, you a good Christian? For you? Anything.
James, good Christian Miller. You're playing Far Cry 5 for like nostalgia purposes, right?
Yeah, no,
the good old days in Montana.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually just killing the civilians, not the cultists.
Yeah,
I am one of us. One of us. I kept game overing. I don't know why.
He shot that helicopter pilot.
So we have the gods in charge with Zeus at the forefront, and Zeus got around. I counted all of his children today. He had over 120 in Greek myth, not including our hero Kratos.
Zeus likes to fuck!
Zeus likes him some fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Kratos in Greek mythology was either the son of two titans, Pallas and Styx of river fame. So I was way off when I told you guys.
Zeus, like, he's not the god of lightning for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he can get so many girls so pregnant.
Exactly. It's over like
fucks
that.
So fast.
Well, they all have a flaw, right?
Yeah.
His wasn't lust. It was that he pre-comes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Achilles' heel. It's poor stamina.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I swear to God, this never happened to me before. I'm sure Zeus.
Yeah. You've got whatever they're like prideful, and then they're too whatever, and then Zeus comes too fast.
Yeah,
that's his problem.
It's okay, baby. Lots of Olympians have this problem.
Yeah, shut up. And then he like breaks her in half.
Yeah,
you know, that would be consistent with Greek mythology. You know, like that putting like all this like sexual stuff and like written mostly by men, like you have Oedipus who fucks his mother, and like all men are like attracted to their mother,
yeah,
just the first woman in their life, whatever, like coming too fast being the god of all gods, then
if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me too.
Yeah, like some guy wrote that myth.
Yeah, exactly.
To compensate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he just goes up to women on the street and reads them like this story that he wrote, like, oh, and Zeus came down and had sex with a woman, and it lasted but 3 seconds, and the woman had the best night of her life with him.
He's the god of gods. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You sound like an old Jewish guy when you were saying that.
Hey, yeah, you got volts.
Yeah.
That's Ethan's Italian Bernie Sanders.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
I don't think I can do a Greek Bernie Sanders. I don't know what a Greek accent sounds like.
I do.
Peter,
I can't really do one.
Be Papu.
No.
Go full Papu on me.
Hello, my boy.
No, that's I don't know. He was either the son of two titans, Pallas and Styx of river fame, or he was the son of Zeus with an unnamed woman. The first theory that he was...
That's probably way more true.
The first theory that he was...
Zeus loved him some turning into a swan and raping bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
But turning into a swan?
Yeah,
it happened, that's
man.
One of them. He turned into a swan and like raped a lady.
Also a cow.
Also a bull. That's how the Minotaur was born, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Not counted in his offspring.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's all very stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, was mythology supposed to be consistent?
Yeah.
No, but like, it usually has like a metaphorical like tie into it.
Again,
right? Like,
a guy wrote
now
this...
I'm a swan and fucked a woman. Like,
a guy wrote this story and wanted a woman to call him a cow when he fucked her. Like, that was it.
I guarantee it.
He would just be like, like that. He'd like stamp his feet, and the woman would have to be like, oh yeah, Zeus, baby, come fuck me.
And then 3 seconds later was over.
Exactly, yeah. And the bull is...
just like a disappointed Zeus sitting on the end of a bed, just like with his head in his hands.
Half cow, he's just got like a hoof in his hand.
Yes, hasn't finished transforming back.
Exactly.
Like one horn left. Yeah.
Like, between his legs, he's got the same thing as between the AC and the DC for the band.
Oh, like, the
oh my god.
A lot of good art potential for that. I didn't realize I'd be drawing so many naked men.
Really?
It's a
we're
Greek
talking about
episode.
Greek
oh, yeah,
mythology,
yeah.
And you didn't think you'd be talking about naked men?
It's mostly naked men.
I called it Neek mythology, which is fun.
It's
and
like,
exciting. I like it.
That's naked Greek.
That's
naked Greek.
Greek
and cheek and sleek.
If you guys want,
that stuff.
And
I can take all my clothes off right now.
Yes.
Well, cool. I mean, I thought you'd have done it by now. I didn't want to say anything, but...
You guys could see my baptism. My baptism cross.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's basically, you're showing your cross. That's basically being naked.
Yeah.
Real gold. Peter's,
yeah,
Peter's chewing on his jewelry. we're gonna try and wrap this up before he starts drooling.
Peter's chewing on his jewelry. Yeah. It's a normal thing.
So the first theory that he's the son of the Titans seems more prevalent in Greek mythology. When he was the son of Titans, he actually served Zeus with his three siblings, and they were Zeus's enforcers during the Titanomachy. So
oh,
Kratos,
the Titan what?
Titanomachy.
The war. The
war.
Great war.
Oh. I thought that was like you know when you it's a monarchy when there's like one person a titanomachy.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like that.
I didn't.
It's like
I didn't
a very tall
it.
Person.
I didn't. Did you say that before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Titanomachy
several
is
several times. I even mentioned that I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, well, here I am.
Hi, James. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for making it,
Miller.
James Miller, everybody, just stepped into the studio.
Just remember that Jamie and I are both hungover.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not anymore.
No, we're hair of the dog. I'm
yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All it takes is two.
That was my Irish dad was hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was my Greek grandparents.
Yeah. Hair of the Donnie.
Which is, I don't know, goat's milk.
Probably.
Hair of the goat. So
I'll call him right now.
The other theory that he is actually the son of Zeus is where we get the God of War game series.
Yes.
So that's
where it fits in.
Fucking good games.
In the game, Kratos' mother is named Callisto. And for most of his life, Kratos was unaware of who his father was. Kratos was born in the city-state of Sparta. And when he was born, Zeus's wife Hera was outraged that he had spawned another bastard child. Hera ordered the execution of Kratos, but Zeus took pity on him and refused. So this is after the war between the Titans. Like I said, Zeus did win. And I forgot to mention it earlier because you asked. It was the war between the Olympians and the Titans because they left like the ground devastated, that's what formed like all the valleys and mountains of Earth and rivers. Because you asked earlier, that was like the creation of Earth was while they were fighting. Humans were living on basically like a perfectly flat,
the world is now.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like now. Yeah.
But like no mountains. Do flat earthers believe in mountains? How flat to be considered flat?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you have like the radical flat earthers. Like, no, mountains don't exist.
Yeah. There's no hill over 100 meters tall. There's none. There's no hill that tall.
Oh, yeah.
It's a conspiracy by the government. Hills don't exist.
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah. Look, and he just like puts a ball on the ground. He's like, do you see it rolling downhill? I didn't think so.
It's like that optical illusion where it's like a witch and a pretty lady, but it's like a hill and like a flat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you look at it right, or the right angles.
Yeah. If you focus through the picture, then you can see it.
Yeah. It's like a magic eye thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not that the ground is higher. The sky is lower there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's they lowered the ceiling there to trick your mind into thinking that it was. That one sounds plausible. I can see that one.
NASA?
I can see that one gaining traction.
Yeah, NASA, Ronald Reagan,
yeah,
and the lizard people,
yeah,
who are the royal family in Britain,
and Lee Harvey Dudewall, who took the fall for it all.
he was the lizard martyr.
Yeah.
Reptiloid martyr. Oh my god.
So. Hera, who is Zeus's wife.
There
by
was
the way.
No knoll because it's flat. There's no grass.
Yeah,
knoll.
You couldn't have grass knoll.
You couldn't have done it.
So stupid. Oh my god. I'm picturing this guy who's believed in no hills for the longest time, and then one day he's having this discussion and comes to that realization. Wait a minute, grassy knoll. But that doesn't make any sense.
The earth is so flat.
How do we always get off on this fucking tangent?
Oh, I don't even know how we got here. Hills. The Titans creating hills.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
no, right, the right. Titans created valleys.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Which is how we know it's mythology, because valleys don't exist.
And
in
he had already talked about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. No, the Franz Ferdinand assassination.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Why you always got to bring Kennedy into this?
Oh, yeah, right.
Lee Harvey Oswald was guilty. I mean, Lee Harvey Doodle.
Dude ball.
That's how we got here. Now where are we going?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, to talk about things that don't exist. So, Mount Olympus.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Kratos, born in Sparta, to a human mother, a human mammy, and Zeus's wife Hera is pissed off because he's had another fucking bastard child. Hera ordered the execution, like I said, but Zeus took pity on him and refused. So Kratos grew up a regular Spartan boy like any other, judged purely on physical skill and
fighting wolves.
Lucky to not be sent into the mountains and die alone like most of the children.
Nice.
Kratos was deemed fit enough and was trained to be a Spartan warrior alongside his brother Deimos. Now, Deimos is...
He is in the games.
An interesting character. He is in Ghost of Sparta.
Okay, I never. That's PSP.
Yeah, so this is like when I said I'd be talking about the cutscene from like Ghost of Sparta. It's Kratos' childhood with his brother Deimos.
Okay, yeah.
Is how the game opens, and it's all
Deimos.
Excuse me. It's okay. So Deimos is a bit of a difficult character. He's from the PSP game, like Jamie said.
Yeah. I really want a PSP now that we're talking about it. I'm thinking
that's the first time that's ever been said out loud.
Yeah. I was like, there's so many games that I haven't played, and I could get all those sweet, sweet achievements from a PSN profile. And
it's included. Ghost of Sparta is included in the God of War collection, which was like the remastered release for which has like all
it was
the
like
games.
Yeah, five games, wasn't it, or something?
It's 1, 2, 3, Ghost of Sparta, and the other one, Chains of Olympus.
Yes. Cool.
Cool. So if you just wanted to get that, you wouldn't have to buy a PSP. I don't know.
I'm going to buy a PSP.
Do it, dude.
You probably get it at the pawn shop down the street for like 30 cents. Yeah.
So in Greek mythology, Deimos is a god, the god of terror, son of Ares and Aphrodite. And his brother is Phobos. Can you guys guess who Phobos is? God of?
Fear.
Fear. You got it.
Phobia. Oh, really?
Phobia.
Oh, yeah. Phobia.
Yeah.
I saw a great tweet one time. It was Homo Deimos and Homo Phobos are Mars's two gay moons.
Oh, yeah?
That's funny. Yeah, because the two moons of Mars are Deimos and Phobos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phobos. I can't believe I didn't put that together immediately. I was like, God of what? God of the PSP?
God of foob.
Yeah. God of Vietnamese food.
Yeah.
I spent 5 years in the classroom where they talk about phobias a lot. So
That's true. It makes
sense that it would be.
So Deimos in the game is the son of Callisto and Zeus as well, which seems weird. You'd think Zeus would have killed at least one of his bastard children at Hera's request, but no. Now, when Kratos and Deimos...
Hey, fuck a bitch, she didn't boss me around. I have as many bastards as I want.
I'm in charge here. I'm going to turn into a swan and go have sex with someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need you, woman.
I just picture like a honking swan.
Just drunk as a fucking
swan. Swans like, have aggressive sex. It's like ducks, too. Ducks have really aggressive sex.
They
do.
Duck vaginas are labyrinthine.
Yeah.
And then duck penises...
are corkscrewed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because duck rape is so prevalent that females have like false ends.
Yeah, they have like false.
So the male duck will inseminate the wrong.
I'm sorry,
channel.
I shouldn't laugh. There's so many suffering ducks in the world. Because
duck rape is so prevalent.
Yeah, duck rape culture. Am I right?
Duck rape. Ooh.
Oh, jeepers.
Life is
creepers.
Like a hurricane.
So when Kratos and Deimos were children, Zeus began to hear prophecies that foretold his demise at the hands of a marked warrior. Zeus was also aware of the cycle of patricide, since every patriarch in his family's history had been either murdered or eternally imprisoned by their own son. Decides he's having none of that. It turns out that one of his sons...
Sure, I fucking chill trap my dad in the center of the earth, but I don't give I don't want that to happen to me.
My dad, who killed his father before him, and so it turns out that one of his sons, Deimos, was born with a remarkable birthmark across his body.
Did it make him half and half because he's Demos, like Demi?
Demi, no.
Okay.
It's D-E-I-M-O-S. Oh. Across the left side of his face and atop his head, then sweeping down across his chest, he had this large purplish birthmark.
Gross.
So you guys know what Kratos looks like.
Yes?
Yeah.
Most people do. If you listen to us and play video games, yeah. I hope you know what
he's bald. He has a...
He's a goatee, or used to.
Yeah, he has a tattoo.
Yep.
Big red tattoo.
Yep.
Which is a sweep across the left side of his face, over his head, then down the left side of his body. So okay. He got this tattoo in honor of his brother.
Oh!
It's his brother's birthmark that he got tattooed onto himself.
Oh, man, that was one of those little moments in Lore Boys where I learned something in the game that I played for so long. That's great. I love that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very cute. They're cute boys together. So Zeus, like I said, he knows of the cycle of patricide. He's heard...
Cycle of patriarchy. You know, we all know about that.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, you mean real life? Oh, you mean history? So... Zeus has also had this received this prophecy that says a marked warrior will defeat him, and he has these two sons, one of whom is marked, both training to become Spartan legionnaires. So he's like, that's probably not good, right? Zeus wants to take care of this wound before it festers, and he sends Ares and Athena.
He turns to a swan and rapes him.
Sends Ares and Athena to the mortal realm. The entire Spartan army was defeated by a swan.
Yeah,
The swan's out of control. He won't stop raping people.
Dude, it's 300 Spartans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Brad Pitt was a swan?
Do you mean Gerard
Brad
Butler?
Brad Pitt's not in that movie. But if he played the swan, that would be in this theoretical version of this movie. I would love that.
302.
Yeah.
The swan is back.
This is corkscrew dick.
That's ducks.
It like shoots out of him and knocks guy into a bed.
Yeah, exactly.
All the Persians, like they show up to the canyon, they like the canyon pass there, and they like
Thermopylae. Yeah,
they show up to Thermopylae. They go down just like a dead end. They're like, oh, what the hell? They come out. There's another path. They go down that path. Just another dead end. They're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah,
wow, man. I totally thought like human women's vaginas were like that, but maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. No, you just haven't sex with a lot of ducks.
I was imagining like a Persian army goes down to find a dead end, and one guy realizes like, oh my god, oh god, no, we need to leave. And they turn around at the other end of the canyon, there's like one swan, like standing there.
Honk. Yeah, exactly. Honk. Not an aggressive one. Just I know what's coming.
Yeah. A rapey honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
Lights a cigarette.
It's wearing like a wife beater over it.
Yeah,
like...
yeah.
Honk.
Oh. So Zeus sends Ares and Athena to the mortal realm to hunt down and dispose of this boy who would one day rise up against him. The super sleuths get to work and notice the strange birthmarks on Deimos, and so decide to invade Sparta with an army of centaurs and to take the child to Thanatos, the god of death.
That's also a mech.
Yeah, fun fact about Thanatos, the god of death. He was a minor figure in Greek mythology, often referred to but rarely appearing in person.
Really?
Which I thought was really interesting because you think death would be such a big part, but I guess...
Really offhand sort of things, like, people going to die anyway, what do I care?
Well, I feel like if people really believe in the afterlife so strongly, like, death is just like a transition phase, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be like a god of airplanes. Like, oh, that's where you... Or a god of airports. That's where you go to take your flight to go to the other place,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
He's just like a CEO, really, really, really hands off. He's just like, yeah, well, people gonna go to Hades anyway.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Man, death is, it's not great. Not great.
How do you know?
No, that's my stance. That's my stance.
Have you done it?
Nope. No, dude. But wow. I just reread the end of Crippled God by Stephen Erickson and watched all my favorite characters.
Spoilers: people die.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoilers for what? Whoa, hang on a second.
Spoilers for a Game of Thrones-esque type of fantasy novel. People die.
More high fantasy, but...
Yeah. High fantasy, yeah. But for the masses, Game of Thrones-esque works.
Yeah.
For you plebs to understand, we'll refer to something
for friggin'
popular.
Peter, who doesn't read fantasy books. Oh.
I don't.
Peter, ooh, I'm Peter. I play Bioshock. Ooh.
Honestly, fantasy books are like high...
Octane?
Like, not a high octane. No, yeah. They're slow. That's the thing.
Yeah,
they're high investment, high payoff. But like, you have to really get into it, and you have to put yourself into it to get it back.
Because usually they're series, too, so it's like you're reading.
Yeah.
You know? It's like trying to read Greek mythology.
No, yeah, it is.
So the gods Athena and Ares take Deimos to Thanatos, and Thanatos basically just starts torturing him for an undisclosed amount of time.
They take him to Walmart, and they just leave him there.
Yeah, they take him to Walmart, and there's some creepy old guy who's like, "I'm the god of death. Come with me, son."
Yeah, they leave. They take him to a Walmart in Atlanta, and they just drive away.
Yeah, yeah. And Thanatos is like, "I love your birthmarks. Ooh, you want to come to my van?"
There's a Sparta in Georgia, actually. That's a weird.
Oh yeah.
Damn, I'm funny. Shit.
There's a Georgia in Greece.
Yeah.
Is there?
I have no idea.
No, there's a Georgia, which is a country.
Yeah, I've made that fact up.
Yeah. Okay.
It was good though, right? Okay, good.
Good fake fact. Boop,
So the Ares and Athena, they kidnap Deimos. Kratos tries to stop them. He gets thrown into a pile of wood.
Oh, what a bitch.
By Ares. That's where he has a scar on his right eye. His
from
tattoos,
wood?
His
not a giant fucking god trying to kill him?
Yeah, he got thrown into a big pile of wood. You got scars, right?
That's too bad.
Yeah, right?
That's literally
you got a story behind that, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got pushed to hit my head.
Yeah.
That's it?
By a god.
Like in battle? No.
Well, yeah, in battle.
Yeah.
It's the middle, because they invaded Sparta with all their centaurs.
The scar above my eye is also from that.
Also from getting, when an army of centaurs invaded your homeland and pushed you into a pile of
wood. I was on a four-wheeler, and we went, and we hit a puddle that was a little too deep, and then, like, I just, like, smashed my head on the handlebars. Yeah, that's how I got that.
I broke a Skidoo helmet like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Cracked the visor.
This is just how my face looks.
Oh,
that's,
God.
That's too bad.
Face
no excuses.
Yeah.
One time I was on a GT snow racer that my dad was pulling behind a van on a frozen lake, and I hit a bump, and then, like, the steering wheel, like, jammed sideways. Like, huh, steering's a little loose. And then the front of the snow racer just tore off and just, like, yanks me out onto the ice.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
that
was great.
Like when you're getting dragged behind anything on a GT racer, the steering did anything.
It doesn't do anything, but this time it broke off.
Yeah, yeah.
It took me with it.
Came into.
It would do a little bit of something, right? Like, it would... Anyways, move on. We don't have to get on to this.
Let's talk about the lore behind GT racing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All of our really, really specific, like, hick shit that we did. Like, we all got dragged around on a toboggan behind a van on a frozen lake.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
All our Texas listeners are really appreciating that.
Yeah,
exactly.
So sometimes when I lived with Ethan for a year, people would come pick us up on a snowmobile to drive us down his kilometer-long driveway.
Oh, you mean like a Skidoo?
Yeah.
A Bombardier Skidoo
is what you're
talking about?
The Skidoo actually
my great-uncle
used to be,
invented
the
that.
The Skidoo was supposed to be called the Ski Dog, but there was actually a typo.
I heard about this.
And then it became the Skidoo, lore of Skidoos.
I didn't know that.
We'll do the Bombardier episode later.
Exactly. I'm a Bombardier. I'm related to that guy.
All right.
It's my great uncle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or my great great uncle, sorry.
That is
my grandmother's uncle.
There's a heritage minute about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very look up Bombardier in Quebec. It's a very prominent place that builds skidoos,
missiles,
helicopters, missiles, Trump's hair.
Deimos.
Deimos, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
Deimos, Kratos, Capados. What's going on?
Just that, you summed it up pretty well. Kratos gets pushed into a pile of wood by Ares, god of war.
Fuck you, nerd. He's like,
that's why he's so strong now. Yeah. It's because he got pushed.
Exactly. Ares, insulted, is about to kill Kratos when he's stopped by Athena. Athena is the goddess of justice and
knowledge and wisdom.
She's got a million things on her resume.
She seems like a good girl, but now here she is, like, off kidnapping a child, right?
Well, some. Greater good, right?
And to take it to the god of death to be tortured for eternity.
Yeah, greater good. Yeah.
Greater good. Yeah. That's it. Well, at least my boss is happy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Ares doesn't kill Kratos, which I'm sure never comes back to bite him in the ass.
No, not once.
It's like, what am I going to be? The last boss in his video game, bitch?
Yeah.
Kratos eventually grows up, and he conveniently forgets that Ares was the one who took his brother. Because all of this stuff happened in Ghost of Sparta, which happens after the... Ghost of Sparta takes place after the first God of War game.
Before the second God of War game.
And the first God of War game, you fuck Ares up, right?
Yeah.
That's like the whole
thing.
He's
the last boss.
He's the big bad guy. Yeah. So Kratos grows up. He gets a wife, Lysandra, and they have a daughter, Calliope. And everyone lived
Calliope.
And everyone lived happily ever after.
Yeah, Calliope, Calliope, Kaleidoscope, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
Persephone.
Yeah, Persephone. Yeah,
Persephone.
Persephone and Penelope.
Yeah. Penelope. Pandora.
Yeah. Yeah, and then everyone lived happily ever after. That was
no,
it.
They didn't.
And then we got four happy games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like, and so this is the lore of Cooking Mama.
Yeah, for
like everybody's in a really good mood all the time.
For people who don't know, God of War is a lot like Katamari Damacy.
Yeah.
Where you just roll stuff up into big balls.
Yeah, and then you throw them into
what
this.
Is Katamari?
Katamari is you play the Prince of the Universe, and you're...
Oh, that'd be a fun lore to do one day.
Your dad is the god of all... things mm-hmm. and he while playing tennis punches a hole in time and space by accident, and then he's just like, son, you need to roll up a big enough ball of shit to plug this hole.
Oh.
So you start off on like a kitchen table.
Yeah.
And then just roll a bigger and bigger ball until you start rolling up like buildings and people and shit like that.
That it sounds really cool.
It's mad Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like a thing that Ethan made up again, like Hachimachi.
Hachimachi.
No, that's not a lot. I'm not sure what that
Katamari
means.
Katamari is like a real and a very good
video
game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is basically the beginning of the first game, and since you want to get into it.
Yeah,
please
do.
Kratos is the leader of a Spartan army, and he grows it from 50 men to thousands of men because he'll conquer places with his tactical prowess, and then he'll conscript the locals. And so he basically becomes like a warlord.
He's charismatic too, right? Like... He's,
the games would have you believe otherwise, but I guess maybe he was.
I would follow him if I ran into him.
I would be too scared to not follow him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kratos never lost until he did. One day he goes against an army of invading barbarians, and they slaughter all his men, and he's the last one alive, and he. When he's facing his death, basically, he prays to Ares, the god of war, and says, like, give me the strength to kill these people. And Ares says, you can kill the barbarians, but you have to kill everyone in the city, especially, like, the people in this temple. So Kratos goes, like, full bloodlust mode, and he's given a gift, which is his weapon in the game. Which
the Blades of Chaos.
The Blades of Chaos, which are fused to his hands, and he uses to defeat the entire barbarian army, and he kills everyone in the city. And then it turns out that the people in the temple that he was sent to kill are a bunch of priests, but also his wife and daughter.
Yeah. So, this is ringing so many bells.
Yeah. So that's how the game starts, and then Kratos wakes up, comes out of his blood rage, and is basically... He's kind of mad at Ares, I guess you could say.
Well, I distinctly remember him saying in his God of War voice, like, Ares! Like, all the time. Like, he's always so mad.
I'm Kratos, Ares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where's Harvey Dent?
Yeah.
he killed the girl by accident. What's her name? The woman in that movie?
Calliope?
No, the woman in the Batman movie.
Oh, we're talking about that man. Shia LaBeouf.
Rachel.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Batman's one true love.
Dude, I just pictured them kissing, and I
have to go.
I'm not pushing it out of my head. Really.
I have to go to the bathroom for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm feeling like I got a corkscrew penis going on right now.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is a labyrinth, my man.
Hey, give me. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is a labyrinth, my man. You got your episode title right
there. Yeah. Give me 3 seconds and call me Zeus. So then Kratos goes on a tear to kill Ares.
The first game starts on a ship and you fight the Hydra. That's the first level.
Is that the first game or the second game?
The first game. Second game, you fight the Colossus of Rhodes.
As the final boss?
No, it was first boss.
The first boss? I don't remember the first boss. I think the third game, the first boss is Helios, right? He's one of the first bosses.
The first? No, Helios is in the third game.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, okay.
Or what I meant to say.
I see.
I don't know.
The first boss is...
No, the first boss in God of War 3 is Poseidon.
It is Poseidon.
He's the water horse with the lobster
100%
legs.
Poseidon. I played it in the last year.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys. I don't remember.
Ethan, stop. Stop it. It's Poseidon, okay?
Oh, okay, guys, go ahead. Take the episode.
Yeah. Hydra, Colossus, Poseidon, And then, yeah, that's it.
Probably
yeah.
some other ones.
No, oh, that's totally right. That's
so, right. yeah, for I guess for anyone who hasn't played the games, like, Kratos is a badass who goes around killing people, killing very powerful people in very graphic ways. Like, Helios, god of the sun, he ends up capturing. And Helios was, like, not even against him at the time. Just at this point in the third game, he was so, like, against every single god out yeah. there that he ends up fucking him up. And he rips his head off. And then for the rest of the game, you use his head as a lantern.
I love
a
flashlight. That.
Yeah, exactly.
There's one kill. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but it's PS3, and it's the third game, but you kill someone, and you use the R3 and the L3 buttons, so you press in
to stab his eyes out.
To poke his eyes out. So you physically feel like you're poking yeah. someone's eyes out on your controller, yeah. and you're poking the eyes out.
Arguably, the first three games, Kratos is like an irredeemable lunatic. Like,
yeah, I know.
He has no good quality.
He's very much the anti-hero. Like, yeah. He loves to kill. He loves to rape and pillage, and just a real bad dude. Yeah. Real rude dude, honestly.
Yeah.
Bad dude. Which podcast. Is kind of like I said, I haven't really seen anything from God of War 4.
I've watched a lot of it.
I'm like, I'm going to watch a playthrough, and James said he'll play through it, so I'll probably end up watching his. But
Twitch.
I'm curious to see what Kratos is like these days.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe Santa Monica Studios kind of took him, though. Well, I'm old now and, like, wiser. But I don't know. That's not Kratos to me. But we'll see how it plays out.
He's lethal weapon. I'm too old for this shit.
I'm too old
for this shit. He's standing over now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If only.
Your move, so, pussy face.
So, like we said, By the end of the trilogy, Kratos does end up killing Zeus and defeating all the gods, and he basically gives up his mantle of God of War. Although those, like, the thrones are all empty now, like, there's no gods anymore.
Yeah,
because Kratos killed all of them, and then I guess he moves to Scandinavia in his old age.
I didn't watch the whole game. I watched a lot of the boss fights and shit.
I did read up. The only thing I read up is, like, how did he get to Norse mythology? And everyone's just like, oh well, he moved there. Oh, okay. There doesn't seem to be any, like, real story.
There's a U-Haul truck.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. The gameplay is always super fucking, like what you feel like you're in control every single moment.
Yeah.
Fantastic games. There's combos.
There's combos. You feel like you're in control. There's different weapons.
Nice weapon progression.
You can make it easy. You can make it easy. You can just enjoy it. You can make it really fucking hard and hurt yourself.
So in the newest one, the entire game is one continuous shot as well. The camera never cuts. There are no load screens, and the camera never cuts. It's one continuous shot, and the game is apparently without side activities like 25-30 hours long. Witcher length.
Wow.
One shot, that game was almost a console seller for me.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no. If anything was, that probably would be.
I will buy it like today. Everyone who listens to the podcast, talk to Revenue Quebec and hashtag free James Miller. We will do that.
Yeah, please.
We'll do
that. Yeah. If any of you know what you're like R1 or your R1A is just let us know.
Someone buy James God of War. He'll be happy either way. If he gets out of his tax trouble, or if somebody buys him a free game, he's happy either way.
Either way.
So I guess the question I was going to posit to you guys, knowing what we know, the cycle of patricide and how there's this cycle of Kratos did end up killing Zeus. Now he has a son, Atreus.
Yeah.
End of God of War 4. What happens?
Oh, dang. So they have
They
have to end the series forever because there's no possible avenue to keep the game going.
No, there isn't. No. Would you play a game as Atreus? I didn't think so.
I would, dude. If it
what do you mean? I think that'd be kind of cool.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Still technically a demigod, right?
Yeah.
No, man.
I'm sure it's the same mechanics. Just...
You can fucking put, like, Pee Wee Herman in, and with the God of War mechanics, I'll play it.
Hey, Zeus! Hey,
Zeus! Oh my god, look at that.
That'll be fun for our listeners.
Dude, did you say...
R.I.P. headphone listeners.
Yeah. Was that like a Spanish Jesus that you're talking to? Or?
Oh, yeah. Pee Wee Herman, yeah.
He's talking to Jesus.
That's like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman. Jesus.
Jesus. That's good. So that's our God of War episode, guys.
Yeah, man.
That's a Greek mythology episode.
Yeah, Greek mythology / God of War. I guess you'd say.
Sorry about all the talk about duck penises.
No, I loved it personally.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I brought it up.
Yep.
You and I brought it up together, Peter. We know.
Because I said labyrinthine.
We erected that joke.
Sure did.
games. If you guys haven't played God of War 1, 2, 3, if you have a PlayStation, it often goes on sale. As someone who checks the PSN store a lot, I got God of War 3 remastered for like $5.
Oh,
like, play the game, guys.
Or who knows? Maybe you're a thief and you just download an emulator and play it there. We would never do that. We would never condone someone doing that, but maybe somebody would do that.
I would never follow a link that I found on the PC Gamer official website to
the
PSN emulator.
Yeah, they're all good games, guys. Scumbags. There's like very little commitment to a ton of time because you're always making progression if you're playing the game properly.
Yeah, there's not a huge the learning curve is really nice in those games.
Yeah.
They warm you into it. So nice.
Oh man, yeah.
They are really great games.
Nope. Yeah.
Close closure.
I played 1 and 2. I've never finished them, but I played 1 and 2 when they were new. And then I've never played God of War 3. I've never seen it in person.
Yeah.
And then obviously I have not played God of War yet. Yeah, I did watch a bunch of it on YouTube last week. I played
I guess 1 and 3. I thought I'd played 2 and 3. I beat 3 on like 2 difficulties. I thought I'd played 2, but I definitely battled the snake monster. So
the snake monster is the first one.
If you say it's the first one, then I played the first one.
I played 3 probably 3 times through, and 1 and 2. I one time was with a friend, and we played 1, 2, 3 throughout the weekend with a couple of us, and it was pass and play. So I don't have a ton of intense.
Oh right, yeah, you're
yeah. Right. I don't have a ton of intense like memory from it, but 1 and 2 were great experiences. As someone who was just hopping in, and 3 is amazing. So
So that'll wrap up our episode. Definitely go check it out. I've been Ethan Palmer. I've been your host. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man. Make sure to
he tweets a lot now. You can actually follow him on Twitter in confidence.
Yeah, that's the only place.
Not like following me on Twitter.
It's the only place to follow me, honestly, because I'm not very active anywhere else. But make sure to follow the Lore Boys on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
That's it.
Leave us a review on iTunes, please, if you like the show, because it really, really helps out. And please tell your friends. It means a lot to us.
Yeah. Oh, I've been Peter O'Donoghue, the resident Greek.
Yes.
Despite what my name would suggest.
That was the Greek friend I was talking about.
It was me. That's why we got to be racist about things, is because I was here. I said it was okay.
Exactly.
It's like Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino loves his N-word, but Sam Jackson's there, and he said it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly. You're our Sam Jackson, Peter.
Yeah, exactly. You're my Tarantino.
Aw.
So you just like look at my feet.
Yeah, yeah. And Jamie's really awkward on Greek talk shows.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard all their teeth are made of feta.
Yeah,
my boss's name is Feta.
Is he fed up?
She and actually, I guess she is. Yeah, she had a rough week. So you can find me at Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter. I post the artwork on loreboys.wordpress.com.
He also draws the artwork.
I also draw the artwork, that's true. I post it. Another guy does it for me. I do all of the uploading.
Yeah. Some people do it with a pen. This man does it with a mouse. And look how pretty it is.
I do draw with a mouse,
He draws digital art with a mouse. It's very weird.
Yeah. No, I have trained mice who do it for me. It's like Japanese weird like inking art.
Oh, nice.
What else? Oh, Manihu on DeviantArt if you want to download full-sized versions of the artwork. And then Instagram is what, Lore Boys Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's me. That's what I do. Don't follow my personal Instagram. I don't advertise it anymore. I never post.
That's his thing.
Jambo.
Twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys, all in word. If you guys let me know when you wanted to see the streams. My schedule's been changing up, and I would literally choose my weekend around our streams. So just let me know. And James.
Yeah, your schedule's been wonky recently.
Yeah, yeah. James The Miller on Facebook, THE. And JAYMILLK64 on PSN. I've played with a couple of you. I hope to play with more of you, and that is me.
And for anybody out there who's looking for other ways to support the show, maybe financially, for anybody who's interested in becoming a Lore Boys Premium subscriber, this week we're offering a very special deal. I'm going to swallow a rock in honor of Kronos.
Yeah.
And for every 10 subscribers, we'll go up 1 degree larger rock. So... I think at 100 subscribers, the rock is about the size of a fist.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can get there, and I'll shove that sucker down my throat.
We're starting with one of those tiny decorative glass rocks that you put in a fish tank.
Exactly.
And we're going up from this. It's about a half inch across.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you want to see me swallow a basketball sized rock, make sure to tell your friends to subscribe to Lore Boys Premium.
Just inverse kidney stone that man.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not putting it up the pee hole, but
no. Well, it's the opposite of the pee hole. Your mouth is
the mouth is the opposite of the pee hole. Okay.
Yeah.
I did forget that. Yeah. I forgot my college anatomy course. course.
Yeah.
Dude,
well, it's because water comes in your mouth and goes out your pee.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Right.
I have a university degree.
Wait, you guys put water in your mouth? What? Yeah. And that constitutes the lore, boys.
Oh.
It's a pee hole.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.